Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
If you can make a dish, you can make a signature recipe and showcase it on your beautiful website that you built with Squarespace. And if you can make a stitch, you can make an outfit and put it on your online store that you built with Squarespace. And if you can hit the pose, you can teach the class that they can book on your site that you built with Squarespace. Because whatever your business, you can build it at squarespace.com. Use offer code EMPIRE for 10% off your website or domain.
Your News Watch continues now with our weekly chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer and former Mayor Willie Brown, who join us here in the KCBS newsroom. A recent poll of likely voters in New Hampshire shows there are some fresh faces rising to the top of the Democratic Party, including possible candidates for president. Mayor Brown, are you ready for President Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
No, I'm not ready for either one of the names that been offered, not just hers. But I do like Newsom. I still like Newsom. I don't know whether or not, you know, that's a winning ticket, but it's close enough.
Okay, so what do you think is going on? Why do you think AOC and Buttigieg, who we haven't seen much of in recent years, is outpacing Gavin Newsom, who's everywhere, and Kamala Harris, who's down in Los Angeles, not doing much, but up till now has been at the top with Gavin?
Well, there's one thing you can do. If you know there's a poll going on, you can probably spice it just a little bit. And I suspect that some of those people, Phil, are spicing the polls.
Oh, really? Shenanigans with polls? Say it ain't so. Hey, you know, I looked it up. The Constitution says you have to be 35 to be president. AOC is now 36, so she qualifies.
Well, they all qualify in that area, but, you know,
she barely
qualified
does.
And where or not you can get the votes, two different things. Period.
Okay, but the underline on this is two things, at least that I saw. One is the rise of the Democratic Socialists, or the fact that they haven't gone away. They've always commanded about 20%, you know, the Bernie faction, and AOC is now their person, or could be. And the other one is Buttigieg, who is sort of the middle of the roader, and we haven't seen much of him, sort of the quiet candidate. So what's going on here? Is AOC and the Socialists catching fire, or is Gavin Newsom and Kamala Harris sort of already played their getting old with voters?
No, and when you're doing the kind of thing that's going on out there at this moment, and you're talking about 28, what you do, Phil, is you figure out where they're doing polling, and you go, as you can, spike the poll. And you do that by having relatives and friends and others do what they need to do. And spike another poll.
You sound like Donald Trump.
Well,
you know, if it's not going your way, it's rigged. Is that
it? Fighting words there. I'll tell you. Hey, you know, if this was a horse race, just kind of running along the rail, minding his own business, is a horse named Mark Kelly, the Arizona senator. Some people mention him maybe for president, of course, married to Gabby Giffords. Is he a viable candidate?
Well, it's an interesting name that you just dropped, because last night, in one of the bars that I was in, somebody asked me about Mark Kelly. And I, of course, faked as if I didn't know who the hell they were talking about. I said, Where did he live in Hunters Point? No, they said he lives in Arizona. That's kind of Hunters Point lack.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. No, but he is. People are looking there. People are looking elsewhere.
That's not unusual, Phil. It's much too early. And besides that, you understand, he's a really a talented astronaut. He very well could be a real runner in this race.
Right, because when we look at the past candidates, whether it's Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, initially, even you were saying, with a name like that, Barack, you're not going to be president.
Well, I did say that, and I have to take it back, because, you know, it didn't work out that way. And of late, I had a guy that I thought was going to be governor of this state.
Well, Tom Steyer, and he, oh, yeah, yeah. In other words, are we saying that your picks are off?
So far.
Mayor Willie Brown, Phil Mateer, thank you both.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.